Which that's also that I was very.
Okay, so we're working on. We're still working on the Mishnah. Okay, so the Rishonim are bothered by a certain problem. What's the problem that they're bothered with? That there's something conspicuously missing from the Mishnah. And what is that? Gazlan. That's what's bothering the Rishonim. Why doesn't the Mishnah, Chaf Dalet Amud Beis, mention a Gazlan as being Posulatus? Alien Absulim should be a Gazlan, should be right up there. Right, he's our prime, one of the prime characters of Posulatus. So that's why the Tosfos says that that the Mishnah is really only talking about Psulei Drabanan. And therefore, he says the Girsa that includes an Eved in this Mishnah is wrong. You should take out the Eved, because Eved is a Psul Daraisa. And this Mishnah is only discussing Psulei Drabanan. Okay? And the Muki Yosef also is like that. The Muki Yosef also learns that way. That umasnisim psul on the rabbanan ketani, psuli the raisa lo ketani, right? Dim kain listni gazlanim. If the Mishnah was really counting psuli the raisa, it should list gazlanim. So these are all psuli the rabbanan. Okay. But the problem is, and that's, yeah. But the problem is that some of the cases in the Mishnah seem like Isser, or sound like Isserei D'Raisa. Okay. Certainly Ribbis, and certainly Ribbis, that's really the main one, right? And people who sell Shvius, Shvius is, that's Nissa D'Raisa. And Tosus so the Rishonim try to work out and Asmachta according to one of the Shitas in the Gemara. So the problem is, how do you work it out that all these cases are Isurei Daraisa, but yet the Psul is Drabanan? Okay, so let's go through. Let's go through according to Tosus. These are like this. V'chol Psulei Demasnisin Psulei Drabanan Inu. Misachek bekubya afilu lemandamar smachti da smachta lokanya mikomokom eino doraisa kevan shein sovor lasos isra lovo lide psul doraisa. So that's a Tosus entry, and he enters a whole new idea over here. Let's just get the case straight. Let's just get the facts straight. This is really jumping a little bit ahead on all these cases. Right, what does it mean a smachta and a smachta lokanya? You ever hear that term? You ever go to a wedding? At the when they read the ksuba, if you pay attention, at the end of the ksuba, it always says "velo ke asmachta." It says this is not like an asmachta. It doesn't help to say that if it's an asmachta, it's an asmachta whether you say that or not. But what's an asmachta? What's an asmachta? Like I said, we'll get into it very. Heavily in the when we start the Gemara, but just bekitzer, and a smachta means something that a person relies on, but is not really a kinyan. It's something that you do maybe to induce somebody to do something, but it's not really considered a kinyan. So, for instance, the case is gambling. Let's take that case. Just it's a machlokus about the gambling case, but just to demonstrate the possibility. Let's take the gambling case. So why would you say, so the Gemara says that gambling could be considered a smachta. Why? It's a regular kinyan. We say a regular kinyan is a mutually beneficial transaction. Right? I have money and I need a car. You have a car and you need money. So we exchange. I'll give you the value of your car and you give me the car. Right? That's an exchange. So each person has full das to give over his object, because he wants to exchange his object for the other person's object. He's giving and he's getting. It's a quid pro quo, right? But gambling is not like that. Because when a person says, I'll bet you $100 that I'm going to win the race, that I'll beat you in basketball, whatever the bet may be, he doesn't have any das to give in order to get. There's no giving in order to get anything. He really just thinks he's going to win. You understand? He really thinks he's going to win. When you bet, you only have das to win. Losers don't bet. Winners bet. Of course, that's before the game. But a guy's mindset is always that he's going to get the money. Nobody says, I want to bet you because I want the opportunity to lose my $100. Nobody thinks that way. Right? Everybody's confident that they're going to win, and that's why they bet. So the question is the guy, in a certain sense, you can say a person has no das to give over his $100. You understand? It's not like when I say, I'll give you the $100 for your car. I really want to give the $100 because the $100 is in place of the value of your car. We're switching. I'm getting something for it. But over here, it's just something I say to induce you to bet with me. But I really think my das is never to part with my money. It's not my mindset. That's not my intention. My intention in betting is never to part with your money. Right? So there's an opinion in the Gemara that that's not a good kinyan. There's no gemir's das in that kinyan. And therefore, if we make a bet and I win and I take your money, I'm taking it without any right. Al pi din, I have no right to your money. Okay? So that's what's bothering Tosus. If you're going to say asmachta is not a kinyan, so effectively when I take your money, it's like a gezel, taking your money without rishus. So why shouldn't I be puzzled midraisa for this translation?
What's the idea?
Yeah. So the idea, I mean, there's a Rashi a few places around. It basically means it's something that you promise. It's like a promise. Something you promise to make someone rely on you. Like, for instance, the classic case is also if a person says, let's say a person says, listen, let's say we have a din Torah together. Let's say I owe you money. So I say to you, listen, you give me 3 more days to pay. And if I don't pay you up in 3 days, I'll give you double. All right? Let's say you have a right to get the money from me today. You have a shtar. Shtar says you can get money from me today. I don't have the money today and I don't want to liquidate my possessions. So I say, look, just give me 3 more days. And I promise, if I don't give it back to you in 3 days, I'll give you double what I owe you. That's an asmachta. Because I'm just saying it to get you to rely on me. Because I'm just trying to beef up my credibility by putting a penalty on me. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like I say, I promise I'll do what you ask me. And if I don't, I'll give you $100.
But it has no validity?
It has no validity because you don't really have das to give that money. When I say if I don't come back in 3 days, I'll give you extra, I'll give you double, in my mind, I am 100% sure that that's not going to happen. So I'm never really contracting that to do that. In my mind, I don't think of that as a possibility. So you can't say I really willfully concluded to part with that money. On the contrary, I'm saying I'll give you the $100 because I'm sure I won't have to. So that's like, it's called an asmachta. I'm saying it so you'll be somech on me. Why will you believe me? I know it becomes, it doesn't work out in the end, right? Because you won't believe me now because you know that since I'm only saying it so that you'll believe me, it has no validity. But most people will be fooled, but you're not trying to do this. You're not trying to fool anybody. It's just a, But that's the term comes from, to be somech. It's something to induce you. It's like an inducement to be somech, to rely on me. The only way an asmachta will work, we hold, is if you make a kinyan in front of a beis din. That's the only way you'll be bound. Like a Kenyan suitor. some sort of a, I give you a handkerchief in exchange. Okay, so anyway, so Tosfos is trying to work it out now. So he says, even if you're going to say asmachta is not, even if you're going to say it is an asmachta, so there's no kinyan, so it turns out the guy's really taking money that he has no right to, that's not going to passel him, midaraisa. Why? Because he's not, now Tosfos says you got to go into the guy's mindset. That's the interesting thing. It was his havamina was, we'll just look at the halachic ramifications of what he's doing. Is he over an isser when you take the money? Yes. But Tosfos is saying that's not what determines whether you apostle the edus. It's a fascinating idea. He says you got to look into his mindset, but that becomes very difficult to define. So he says, so we have to take these cases and we'll try to see if we can get a definition of what's going on here. That, so first one he says, when you gamble, the guy doesn't think he's doing an isser. That would bring him to a psul d'oraisa. Doesn't feel that way. Even if I would tell you guys in this room, asmachta's lo kanya, and when you make a bet, there's no kinyan on it, and you have no right to extract the money from the other guy. If you bet with somebody and took his money, you wouldn't feel like a thief. Mm-hmm. Just don't think about it that way. Right? Because ultimately he does give it to you in the end. Right? Now, Lamanda Mishum Yeshuva Shal Olam Pshita Deino Elamid Rabbanan. That's obvious. Now, Umalve Beribis, but what about that case? The guy really lends money with interest. That's a real Issa D'oraisa. So maybe it's Mairi Beribis She'ena Kitsutza. So Ribis She'ena Kitsutza means it's not D'oraisa. Certain cases we do it, and like if it's after the fact, or things like that. After the initial loan, Kitsutza means it's part of the initial terms. It's fixed, it's set, it's cut from the beginning. That's Ribis Kitsutza. Anything that's not Kitsutza is not D'oraisa. So maybe you'll say it's Ribis that's not D'oraisa. But, and then that would get out of the problem. So it wouldn't be an Issa D'oraisa, it wouldn't be a Psul D'oraisa. Vafilu Mairi Beribis Shekitsutza Lo Mashmalei Issa. Kevin de midaite yohiv, vein apostle leedus elamid rabbanan. And again, Tosfos now says, no, it's possible to learn, even though he's violating ribis d'oraisa. He goes to his friends and he says, "I'll lend you $100. You have to pay me back $110." So that's classic ribis ketsutza. So Tosfos is saying, no, that still wouldn't be possible mid d'oraisa. Why? Why? Because it's not mashmalei isser. What is he talking about? It's not mashmalei isser. It doesn't seem to, it doesn't imply isser to him. Why? Because the guy gives it to him. They made a deal and he gave it to him. And mafricha yona midrabanan psulim afilu mandarmai tikad mi yoneich dain misachik bekubya. All right, so that's one case. So if you learn the pigeon case is the racing, so that's the same thing as betting. Uli'idach tomar ara b'pnei darkei shalomu. Fine, that's also. Anybody figure what that means? Now, what about sochrei shvius? V'sochrei shvius mairi b'shvius b'zman hazeh. Deino aser elamid rabbanan. So that's one way out of that one. That's always an easy way out. That's talking about issur rabbanan. But... Then he says, even if it's Shvius D'oraisa, lo choshev lei, ha isser. Whatever, the guy doesn't think of it, the guy doesn't consider it an isser. Why? D'mamtziyam mo'os l'aniyam. So what does that mean? To that case of Shvius? In other words, what would they do? What would these guys do to the Sochrei Shvius? They would hire Aniyim to collect the Shvius for them. And the Shvius is Hefker, you're not allowed to buy and sell the Shvius. So it's really Hefker, and so they would get the Aniyim to, they would pay the Aniyim to go and collect all the Shvius for them, and because the Ani is allowed to go and get the Shvius, and then they would bring it to them, and they would deal with it. They would buy and sell it.
A loophole. So it was sort of
chesed or something? So they feel, in a certain sense, they're doing a bit of a chesed over here.
They're finding money to give the Ani?
They're producing money. They're giving money to the Aniyim.
Oh, it's not that thing like since the Ani picks it up, now it's redeemed?
No. I mean, in other words, what's the Hava mean in the Maskon in this Tosis? He's not sure. He keeps going back and forth on each case. He's not sure if simply being over the Issur D'oraisa will make him possible, or if it has to do with a certain kind of an Issur D'oraisa and a certain way the person relates to it, which is hard to understand exactly. So we need to see if we can define this a little bit.
I don't know.
Now, this Havamina is apparently that what? That it's a psul in the Gavra, right? Just from the fact that he's a Navarion. Now, let's take these cases. Let's take Ribbis. I just think Ribbis is the easiest case to look at. So what does he mean? The guy doesn't think he's doing something wrong. I mean, you're telling me the guy doesn't know there's Nisar Ribbis? No, we're not talking about people who don't know there's Nisar Ribbis. Guy doesn't know there's Nisar Ribbis, and there's nothing to talk about. Right? He knows there's Nisar Ribbis. But what? He doesn't... What? What's the story? So Tosas knows Tosas Havamin is, since the guy knows there's an Nisar Ribbis, so he's in the Varian. He's over Avera. So that's it. He's Pusulatus because he's in the Varian. He's Navarion, Bedine Momentus. But his Havamina is a little, his Maskana is more subtle than that. He's saying, no, it's possible that the person is over an Issur D'oraisa because of money, right? But that still doesn't passel him mid-D'oraisa. So what would it have to be to passel him? Why? Because in his mindset, he feels some justification. Some sort of a justification. By the Ribbis, he says, because the guy is giving it willingly. Look, the guy needs the money. Ribbis is one of those things. The world runs on Ribbis. Right? Without Ribbis in the world, it would be very difficult to buy a house. Right?
Pretty uninteresting thing.
So a person feels, look, the guy needs money. I have the money, but so it's worth it to him to pay me a little to get the money. I mean, what do they call ribbis? What do we call interest in America? What do they call it? It's the price of using money. Everything has a price, even money. Where's the price of money? Interest. It's the price of money.
You mean the price of borrowing?
Price of using. You want to borrow a car? Got to pay for it. You want to borrow money? Got to pay for it. It's not like an outlandish idea. Right, but halachically, we favor investing over debt. Torah favors equity over debt.
It makes sense in terms of
right.
Because
we say ribbis has a way of creeping up on you. Neshach, that's what Rashi says. It's like a snake bite. In the beginning, it's just a little pinch, and then before you know it, your head is swollen.
Oh, just go into a little bit of credit card debt.
Yeah, right.
But the thing is...
And I'll just get a little more debt to pay off that debt. Right. It's a chesed. I mean, part of it is definitely chesed. That towards each other, we have to extend chesed. Towards Goyim, the Torah says you can lend with ribbis. Not an isser to lend with ribbis to Goyim. Whether it's Mr. Rabban or not, but certainly the Torah says openly you lend to the Goyim with the ribbis. Just traditionally a Jewish profession. But that was because they weren't allowed to be involved in any other profession. I mean, they weren't allowed to be involved in other professions.
Well, it's bad, and also because the Christians role for
right.
All the Christians.
And Yonah says the Christians wouldn't lend to each other, so they had to go to the Jews. Okay, interesting. Yeah, so the Havamina Maskana is with regards to what creates the Psul Edus Midoraisa. What creates a Psul Doraisa of Edus? So just setting it up on the preliminary step, so you'll say, according to the Havamina, it had to do with just the shame of Varian in the Gavra, right? I don't care what rationalization the guy thinks about when he takes the Ribbis. He's over the Isser of Ribbis, there's no question about it. You're not less over the Isser of Ribbis, right? But the maskana is a little harder to define. The maskana doesn't seem like such a halacha kind of a definition. We got to go into his fake, rationalization and go into his mindset and be malamed schus on the guy and say he doesn't feel like he's doing something wrong. I mean, what kind of idea is that? Yeah. And what is the criteria then? What is the criteria? Okay, so let's just take a slightly different view of here. Just sometimes a contrast helps maybe to get things going. So if you take a look at the Muki Yosef, he has a slightly different approach to this question. Same general approach, but some slightly different particulars. So take a look at the case of the Malva Baribis on the Mishnah. He says, "Umalva beribis nami parshina begemara, de milve haboa beribis, kitani." All right. Mars to read because you have to be careful when you do these cases that there's two different words. There's the malve and the milve. Okay, the malve is who?
The lender,
the creditor. We'll call him. And the milva means the loan itself.
Oh.
Okay. So it means. It could be, but the Gemara says that over here when it says hamalve beribis, it's not talking only about the creditor. It's talking about a loan of ribis. So it applies to the creditor and the debtor. Now there's not really hamalve beribis. It's the milva beribis. If the loan of ribis, both parties are involved. Okay, so it's the milve haboa beribis, vafilu love pasul. Okay, that's the Muki Yosef points out. Umishum love itstrichale lemisni, delo mifsel elamid rabbanan. So he has a little bit of a different answer. He says only the love is pasul midrabbanan. The afagav the over adoraisa is still bothered with the same question that the love is still over in issa deraisa to pay back ribis is an issa deraisa. Lo pasli midaraisa lodunu leheid, that won't pasle him from being a dayan or an aid. The lo domi hahu isura lahai, it's not like this. Mishum dahai lo mashma lehu leinshi isura. Fine. So that was his answer. He says a different thing. He says if the guy was the malve ribis d'oraisa, he'd be pasul midoraisa. But the creditor is pasul midoraisa, but the debtor is not. Why? Because when people think about ribis, they only think about the creditor as the bad guy. Shylock. The creditor is the bad guy. The payer is the victim.
He's just a poor guy who's coughing.
He's just a poor guy, coughed up some money. So the Muki Yosef on a similar track, similar to Tosos. He says only the malva will be pasul midaraisa for ribis, but not the lova. Because the Lova, it's not perceived that the Lova is doing the Isser. He's losing. You look at the Malva as doing the Isser because he's gaining. Whereas Toso says neither is considered Pusul Midaraisa because both of them, because even the Malva says, I'm just opening my hand and the guy's giving me money. So that's one difference in the Rashi, in the Tosos and the Muki Yosef. Yeah. Universal, but there's a principle. In other words, the fact that Tosfos and the Muki Yosef disagree about the Malve shows that they're working with some slightly different principle of what actually makes the Psul Daraisa. And there's one other case where he has it. He also has a difference on the Sochre Shvius. He says, Sochre Shvius, Nami, Afagav de Midaraisa, he, de Kaimelon la Ochla, Velo la Schora, like we mentioned yesterday, it's only for food, not for business. Ha, Amrinan Hosom, Dim also Bahem Schora, Yochal Kinegdon, Klomer Shitzarach, Yochal Amos, Bekedusha Shrius. So that's what I mentioned yesterday. But the halacha is what? If you do business with shvius, what's the halacha? You have to use that money like shvius. You have to use that money on food within the time of shvius. Right? There's a certain, what's the halacha of shvius? Do you remember? There's a zman abir. Right? The food, right. Till the food is gone from the fields. When at that time, you have to destroy all of the shvius. Right? You have to destroy all the shvius. So there's something that's called the shasa biur. A certain time where if you accumulated shvius and you didn't eat it, you have to get rid of it. You have to destroy it. So the money also has that din. So all the halachos of shvius apply to that money. So he says, so since a guy who sells shvius must treat the money that he used, that he made as shvius itself. It's not mashma to people that there's a real iser in the sale. Because he feels like there's a conversion into the money. So there are two differences in the Tosos and the Mugi Yosef. Let's just go over them again. By the Ribbis, Tosfos said, the reason why it's not a Psoldaraisa is because it's a voluntary thing. The whole transaction is voluntary, right? Like Yonah was getting into over there. Huh? So even the Malva doesn't perceive it as an Isser, and he'll be Kosher Leidus Midaraisa. Whereas the Muki Yosef said, the Malva will be Puzzle, because he's perceived as the Avariah, he's perceived as the what does he call him? The Russia. I don't know if he calls him the Russia. But he's perceived as doing the Isser. Because he's gaining. Whereas the Lova is losing. You don't look at him as the guy who's being over the Isser. You say, who was over the Isser Ribbis? The lender, you say, was over the Isser Ribbis. Even though technically the borrower is also over the Isser. But since he's losing, we don't look at him. We don't look at them equally. We don't look at them equally as bad. Right? That's one difference. And the second difference is by Shvius, Tosfos says what's the reason that it's not considered an is a psul d'oraisa is because he's benefiting the Aniyim in some way. Whereas in the Muki Yosef says it's because he feels that there's a conversion of the Shvius into the money. So in the end, nothing really happened. He still is using the shvius. You have to understand what help, what benefit, what does it mean when you say that you have to use the money for food? It means to say that the shvius caused this achila. This is why I take shvius produce, I sell it, and now I use that money to buy other food. So in a certain sense, I'm eating from shvius. You understand? The shvius never lost its identity of causing achila. I didn't eat from its guf, but I ate from its mama. You understand? So in a certain sense, the person feels like it worked itself out. The shvius was retained. It was retained in the realm of mama. But you hear there's a difference between there's a difference between Tosos and the Muki Yosef on these two points. And our challenge is a big challenge, is if we can derive a principle, if we can derive the principle that they're arguing on that's responsible for both of these differences. It's a tall order. In other words, in terms of approaching this, you could, first of all, it's always good to start out whenever we're working on a case like this and we're trying to look for a psul d'oraisa. You know, what makes the psul d'oraisa and why are these cases not psul d'oraisa? It's usually a good idea to take a solid case d'oraisa that you know is definitely psul and sort of compare and contrast. You know what I mean? Because, like we say, knowledge is differentiation. So you got to be able to know what you're differentiating from. So what's the paradigm case that seems to be that we can all agree on is a psul d'oraisa? Gezel. Right? Gezel. And the other question is, it's not necessary to go this way, but the other question is, you could try to get like a general approach that both the Tosfos and the Muki Yosef are taking, and then differentiate them within that. Or you can just pick one and say what you like. There's no rules about that. Facts one more time. The facts one more time. And the differences?
Yeah.
Oh, for the Shvius case? Yeah. So for the Shvius case, the differences is like this. That according to Tosvos, he says, why is there no psul d'oraisa? Because the guy feels like he's doing something good. He's mamtzi ma'os la'aniyim. See, that's what the Gemara says on Chaf Vav. So that's what they would do. They would be mamtzi'e ma'os la'aniyim v'oz li'aniyim v'osfi lehu u'maisi v'chazru. Umaisu. So they would give money to the aniyim. V'ozli aniyim v'osfi lehu b'shvil ha'ma'os. So they would give money to the aniyim. The aniyim would scatter around, collect the shvius, and bring it back to them. So they feel like, look, I'm giving these aniyim my parnasa here. Am I a bad guy? Who's the bad guy here? I'm a bad guy. I got all these aniyim. All these aniyim are happy to do this. No one's forcing anybody to do anything over here. Right? Am I taking advantage of them? No, on the contrary. I'm giving them parnasa. So he doesn't feel bad about it. He doesn't feel bad about it. What does he say? Lo chashiv lehu. What does he call the guy? He says he's lo chashiv lehu ha iser. He doesn't feel it's iser. He doesn't consider it to be like a bad thing. But the because he is helping out the aniyim. That's what Tosus hangs it on. Right? Whereas Nemuka Yosef says because halachically speaking, the money that he gets for the Shvius, he treats like Shvius anyway. So he doesn't really feel like he did anything wrong.
So you're saying because he's using
Nemuka Yosef?
Yeah.
Nemuka Yosef is saying since the money he gets from the what is the Isser? The Isser is that the Shvius is l'achla v'lo l'schora. That the Shvius should be for consumption, not for profit. Shvius is a not-for-profit institution, okay? So, therefore, when the guy makes money from the Shvius, but he uses it only to buy food, and that food has the Kedushas Shvius, he just feels like he transferred Shvius to Shvius through the money. Doesn't feel like he turned it into a business enterprise. Turned it into a business enterprise if you would take it and buy a yacht. That would be like, getting rich off of Shvius. Guy's not getting rich off of Shvius. He's just taking the Shvius, getting money for it, and he's able to consume different foods. He's able to consume things on a different timetable. It's just basically, like a space holder for his consumption of the Shvius. Doesn't feel like it was basically, he started with Shvius and he ends with Kedusha Shvius. Doesn't feel like he really made a big conversion over here into something else. So he doesn't feel, let's put it this way, he feels like he sort of is setting things right. Like everything is settled out in the end, everything equals out. Because he took Shvius, he made some, he gave the aniyim, he got money from the Shvius, and he bought more Shvius with it. Right? It's not like a guy...
The end product is still Shvius, so he thinks he didn't do anything.
Exactly. The end product, the beginning is Shvius, and the end is Shvius, so he doesn't really feel like he did anything wrong.
The means, so he overlooks the
means. Right, I think that's what he's saying. He says, because he says, "V'lo mashmalu l'inchi dike yisur b'schora kevan dehadri achli l'demei l'dami b'kedusha shvius." He doesn't feel like he did something wrong because he's consuming the money with the same kedusha shvius that he started with. Since it all has the kedusha shvius, doesn't feel like he's doing anything wrong.
Is this for a pick he did?
That's Tosus. Now, Tosus relies on the fact that he feels he's doing some social good over here. He's helping out the aniyim. That's the interesting chiluk. Tosus makes it, says it's because he feels that he's doing a good. Whereas Nemuka Yosef says it's because he feels like he didn't really do anything. Since the Shvius is in the end anyway. Since he has Kedusha Shvius in the end anyway. That seems like the really... opening, that seems like a big chilek to think about.
What was that last part? Shvius in the end.
In other words, because the money that he gets from the Shrias, he uses for food that he treats like Shrias, and it has Kedusha Shrias. He's not taking a trip on with his money. He's not spending this money. It's not like a black market business where he, you know, gets cash and cashes out and just lives a luxurious lifestyle. He's using the money for what he started with. He collected Shvius, he sold it, and he's buying more food and he's treating the Shvius.
Money is,
in other words, what is money? Money represents universal desire, right? Money is what do we call that?
Fungible. Stored pleasure.
What do they call that? Supply and demand. No, it's a supply and demand. So money is just a universal demand. I mean, it represents anything. So it's just a universal demand. But if I have to relegate it to Shvius only, it's not really like making money anymore.
Are you recording this?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
So no, he definitely is an Avarian, but in his mind he has a justification because he doesn't feel like he's doing, doesn't feel like he's turning it into a big business.
But he's sociopathical.
Yeah, but it's a good question. So why can't we extend this type of logic to Goslin? Why don't we say, well, Goslin feels that he deserves it for some reason. Why? Because his parents were bad to him and society owes him. So he feels that he doesn't have to work and he should be able to take from the rich guy. He's a Robin Hood. Maybe Robin Hood shouldn't be puzzled at this because he feels that the rich... I mean, once you start giving these kinds of answers, ain't let them herself. They can rationalize anything. Say, well, Robin didn't feel like a criminal. He was a hero. He did. I know he didn't exist, but he feel like a hero. He was he was taken from the rich and giving to the poor. He's mamsi mosla on him. Why can't you apply that to anybody? So I would give you. I would say like this, just to get things started over here. In other words, let's take the case of Gezel. So the Sotosis Havamina is that any type of Isser Mamon is a Psul Edus. Because Gezel is an Isser Mamon. So anytime there's an Isser Mamon, there's going to be an Isser of Gezel. There's going to be a Psul of Psul Edus Daraisa, like Gezel. What is his answer? What is his change? It's very interesting. He says like this. When the Havamina was, we're going to model off of Gezel, right? And that's still true. We're going to model off of Gezel. Gezel is sort of our paradigm. And we're going to take Gezel as our case, and we're going to model off of Gezel some rule for who's going to be Pasul Edus. The Havamina was, it simply is the Isser itself. Being over a certain kind of an Isser of Mammon, let's say. All right, I know later on it gets down to other Isserim, but let's just keep it simple for now. So the Havamina was therefore, well, Ribbis is an Isser, Gezel is an Isser that has to do with Mammon, Socher, Shvius is an Isser that has to do with Mammon, Smachta would be an Isser that has to do with Mammon. So all of them would fit under the same exact comparison to Gezel. In Tosis's Maskana, is he saying it's not the fact that it's not the technical idea of the Avarion of Gezel, it's a certain kind of a Maisa of Gezel. And you have to view the Maisa not in a technical halachic form, but in a certain view of society. A certain view, because you have to look at the Maisa Gezel. There's a certain form of the Maisa of Gezel. And that is indicative of a certain type of a relationship to Mammon and other people's possessions and the realm of property and rights. And it's sort of like an interesting kind of an idea that we're taking the Isser of Gezel, but we're not abstracting out of it like we would normally do, Isser Mammon. We're abstracting out of it a certain format of behavior. And we don't look at the technical Isurim anymore. We look at what type of a behavior does that model. You understand? We don't look at what type of an Isser was he over. We look at the Gezel more in a human sense than in the halachic sense. And we'll say that when the person exhibits traits of the behavior of Gezel, that's when he's pasul. It really is a character. It really is a model of a certain way he relates to, in general, to a certain type of behavior. So therefore, he's saying that Ribbis doesn't have that format, because a person doesn't, in surah, in form, a person is not grabbing something from another person. He's not extracting something against somebody's will. Ribbis was a voluntary thing. In terms of Isser, Mammon, there's no difference. But in terms of the Maisa of the Maisa Gavra, Asmachta, Ribbis, they're not the same. They're not the same as Gezel. Right? Because it's voluntary. He puts it all on being voluntary. And what about the Sochre Shrius? He knows he's not allowed to buy and sell Shrius. He knows that that's an Isser. So he views himself as doing good. He views himself as doing good. Now it's Gezel. He's looking at Gezel having the certain quality of... It was why by the Shrius does he have to come down to this? Shrius is a little difficult. But Namuki, Namuki, I would just say, like, just to... give you something to think about. Namuki Yosef focuses on a different kind of a thing. Tosus is focusing on the fact that by the ribbis, it's voluntary. Right? And therefore, even the one who takes the ribbis is not possible midrashim. Right? Even the one who takes the ribbis, he says, is not possible midrashim. Namuki Yosef makes a difficult chilek. He says the taker is possible, but the giver is not. And why? Why? Well, look at his lashon. Look at his lashon carefully. What does he say? He says, listen to this carefully. What does he say? He says, Mishum dehailo mashma lehu leinshi isura, ela lemalva disle ravcha, ela lova de mafsid bay lo. What does that mean? Dehailo mashma lehu leinshi isura. People don't view it as an isra, except for the taker, not for the giver. Now, the Namuki Yosef seems to be learning like this. He agrees that we don't go by the technical question of Isser or Heter. Because technically speaking, the Lova and the Malva are equally over an Isser. But it goes by how people perceive what the Isser is. In other words, he's different than Tosus. You have to understand what I'm saying. He's different than Tosus. Tosus says it doesn't matter about Isser. We're not interested in Isser anymore. We're only interested in the one question. Gezel has a certain format, certain tzura of taking, right? Forget about the halachas of ribbis. Forget about the halachas of anything else. We just want to know, in a certain societal sense, does it appear like he is a violator or a grabber or a violator of the other person's rights? So no, because ribbis is a transaction they both are entering into. Nobody sees that nobody says this guy who takes ribbis is a ganaf. Nobody says he's a marauder. Nobody's saying he's extracting money against this guy's will. It was a deal they both entered into. Okay, so he sort of is trying to translate everything into just a more abstract human interaction framework. And on a human interaction framework, neither party is viewed as doing anything wrong. So a person doesn't look at ribbis as like an evil thing. Okay? But the Namuki Yosef is saying, no, you have to look, not that, he's saying you're going too abstract. He's telling Tosus, you're going too abstract. We can't take it out of the framework of Isser. We can't say purely look at the way it seems. We have to keep it in the framework of Isser and Heter. But the only thing is, it's Isser and Heter in the way Isser is perceived by people. In other words, if I would ask you, how do you perceive the wrongdoer in the Isser of Ribbis? Define for me Ribbis in a Balabatish way. I would say it's an Isser to take. If I would ask you, where's the Isser Ribbis occurring? You would say it's in the taking, not in the giving. Nobody would think that the giver is over an Isser. So the difference between the Tosos and the Nemuki Yosef is, while they're both learning, you have to translate from the technical Isser into a more human, into a more, you know, societal framework. And we don't look at just being over Isser as the psul. We look at violating a certain more generalized societal norm. Tosfos holds it goes purely by a society, by the way society looks at the whole transaction, whereas the Nemuki Yosef says it goes by the way the society perceives the definition of the Isser that you're involved in. So the nafkamina would be by Ribbis. By Ribbis, Tosfos says, on a societal level, people don't look at it as an Isser at all. Because no one, well, let's put it this way. I'm sorry. On a society, according to Tosfos, the format of what of the transaction doesn't have any form of theft. Right. Forget about Isser, Tosfos says. Just watch the transaction. What do you see? All you see is a guy stick out his hand, another guy put money into it, and the deal is over. All right. And if you were watching longer, you would have seen one guy give one guy 100 and give back 110. Would you say on any level that there was a theft that occurred? No. So that's it. Tosfos just zeroes out all halachic interests and just says, look, there's a certain format of geza where a guy is grabbing. And that doesn't exist by Ribbis. So that's it. The whole thing is nothing to talk about. The Muki Yosef says, no. You can't go down, you can't ignore the institution of halacha over here. But we can say it's not the way the halacha views the halacha, it's the way people view the halacha. How do people view the halacha of Ribbis? They view it on the taker. You understand? So then, because the taker backer of the Ribbis.
Okay, fine.
So, therefore, it goes by how the society views the wrongdoer over here. They don't view the guy who paid back the interest as the evil wrongdoer. They view the guy who took the interest as the wrongdoer. So the psul of Eidus, both of them are agreeing it's not bound by the technical Isser and the shame of Aryan and the Gavra, but it's how the person is more generalized in terms of the person's behavior. But is it the behavior in society, or is it the behavior in terms of how the in terms of Isser, in terms of halacha? It's like a non-technical type of a thing. But are we losing all the technicalities and just looking at, do we view him as a violator on just a societal level? Like he took something, or is it restricted to the Isser? And we say, you translate the Isser into more generalized Balabatish terms. It required the Shvias I'm leaving out because it's not so easy. We'll have to work on that a little more. Right. In other words, to put it quickly, like Yonah, Tos is saying, we look at how does society, or how does the person view the transaction? And the Mukiyosi is saying we have to look at how does the person view the Isser. So that's why by Shvius also, he has to go into how the person views the Isser. Whereas Tosa says, how does the person view the whole transaction? He looks at it like he's helping out Aniyam. But for the Mukiyosi, if that wouldn't cut it, because you got to analyze the Isser in this framework. So therefore he says, in this framework, a person doesn't even feel like he's doing an Isser because he feels like he's just moving Shvius from one bank account to another bank account, from his right pocket to his left pocket. All right, it's true his left pocket is bigger than his right pocket was, but he's just moving it from one pocket to the next. You understand? Go over though. But you see how in both cases, they're focusing on different things. And I'm trying to universalize what they're focusing on. Milki Yosef is definitely focusing on the Isser. He's definitely focusing on the way people perceive what the nature of the Isser is. Tosas we could talk about, but that's definitely what Milki Yosef is doing. And that's why it wouldn't help him to say he's mamsi malos l'aniyim. That's just validating why you do an Isser. That's not good enough. He has to show you that the person doesn't even look at the thing as an Isser. The way the Isser, he has to redefine the Isser itself, not give excuses for doing it. And that's why Gezel you can never redefine. No, not possible. You could say, I needed this net, but that never changes the fact that it's always viewed as an Isser.
Yeah.